The NCAA is still in the midst of approving plans to get college sports back in action for the fall, but the prospect of campus capacity limits, playing without fans, and players testing positive for COVID-19 leaves much of the college sports world still up in the air. Esports, on the other hand, has proved much more adept at migrating online. Nearly a million fans stream the remotely played League of Legends Spring Finals. College esports at NIU is also expanding. The school announced it'll be part of the new Esports Collegiate Conference, made up of all the universities in the Mid-American Conference for traditional sports. Connor Vagel is the general manager of NIU Esports. He says the conference gives them a structured game schedule and, as a varsity sports team, grants players access to campus resources.
They're going to have a specific space within campus that they'll be able to go to, compete, and practice in. We're going to provide them with coaching and, you know, support in terms of, like, academic support.
Right now, there are varsity League of Legends and Overwatch teams with a third game coming soon. Alex Kramer is a senior support player on NIU's Overwatch team. He says having the schedule makes it easier to devise specific game plans for each opponent.
It would be very difficult to review footage and try to understand how certain players of a team played, you know, if there's some small college in Texas versus now. We know who we're going to be playing each week, and so we're going to be able to better prepare ourselves for them.
Kramer wants NIU Esports to have the same conference rivalries with schools like Kent State.
We're also excited to be playing for something a little more versus before we'd be playing for a ranking in some national tournament. Now all our teams just want to be the conference champions.
Janine East is the project manager for the NIU Esports Initiative. She's also part of the Office of Outreach, Engagement, and Regional Development. She says NIU's kinesiology department is also offering an esports minor starting in the fall semester.
Just like the NFL or any kind of entertainment industry, it's not just about the pro players who want to graduate and get a job as a pro player. They need marketing people, physical therapists, graphic designers.
East says they're also offering internships and hiring student workers like Alex Kramer. There will be social media, shoutcasting, which is esports commentating, even coaching and support jobs. Overall, East says it just helps legitimize the community they've cultivated. There's already an esports arena on campus in DeKalb, plus facilities in Naperville and Hoffman Estates, and partnerships with local park districts. NIU also has an esports club separate from the team that boasts 100-plus members. They stream on Twitch and have a Discord channel. Connor Vagel knows there's still plenty of room to grow. Luckily, esports is much more mainstream than they were 5 to 10 years ago. In 2018, more people watched the League of Legends World Championships than the Super Bowl. But although it's getting better, Vagel still sometimes has to explain to parents of prospective players that it's not just video games.
It's really awesome when we get to see kind of that light bulb click in the parents' eyes.
And he says hopefully as they ramp up the level of competition, it'll increase their visibility on campus. Alex Kramer echoed that same idea. He says the pandemic has also been a unique chance to get more eyeballs on esports and grow the audience. He's seen major sports networks like ESPN airing esports like the NBA 2K League.
If baseball and other sports and NFL training camps are going on, it might not have been shown. So it's interesting to see all these opportunities that esports is getting in this time.
And as for his team particularly, with a load of returning players, he thinks NIU Overwatch has a strong shot at the inaugural conference title.
We've played and beaten some of the schools in this conference before in past tournaments. We definitely feel good about our chances going forward.
Janine East with the NIU Esports Initiative says she's happy about the growth because the university has been very purposeful about building the program.
One is supporting healthy gaming practice. One is building community. And then another is supporting new technology in research and academics.
Put all that together and soon they may be done having to explain what NIU Esports is all about. I'm Peter Mudlin.